You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In a special format, 127. So Pasuk brings that she lived 100 year and 20 year and 70 years. So, 127 years. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that what's the connection between 20 and 7 and 7 and 20. There's another interesting insight that what's the significance of the number 120 and also 7? Because the Pasuk mentions that Shinei Chaye Sarah, that her life, she never complained. As you never see any ladies that complain, she was always happy. And never spoke negative, just like all the ladies, and always praised her husband, just all the ladies, and always happy to see her husband.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. So now here, there's an interesting point that the Mizmor 100 in Tehillim, you know which Mizmor it is? Sorry, Mizmor LeTodah, very nice. Mizmor LeTodah. I recite this Mizmor right after Baruch Shamar every day. And what's Mizmor 20? Mizmor 20?
Is it for healing?
No, Mizmor 20 also recites before Ashrei Yanuva LeTzion. Yancha Hashem Beyom Sara. So it's a mizmor that about the difficulty in life. That's mizmor 20. And what's mizmor 7? Very nice. Shigayon leDavid asher shal Hashem and divrei chush ben yemini. So now here the insight, very interesting insight, that the age of Sarah Imenu Allah Shalom relates to the mizmorei Tehillim of 120 and 7. What does that mean? Mizmor 100 is thankful mizmor. Thankful mizmor, yeah. That you're thanking Hashem, that you're happy, you show gratitude, you praise Ribono Shel Olam. Mizmor 20 is
difficulties
in life, yisurin, headache. And then Mizmor 7 is Shigayon means that, you know, you're not thinking right. You know, you're not being chacham, you're not being wise.
Doubt?
No. That means you're not functioning the way you should.
Oh, you think negative.
Right, like the term that is used as mishuga. Mishuga means somebody that is not, in a right state of mentality. So now here the insight is that when he says that Salimenu lived 120 and 7, he says Shenei Chaye Sarah, that means Hakol LeTovah. What does that mean? So that means when you have Yisurin, when you feel ay, what's going to happen, what's going to be, you're not in the right state of mind. So now, in all this state, you have to say Mizmor LeTodah. So that means that in any state in life, you have to believe that Hakol LeTovah, meaning that Hashem has purpose, that why He has placed you in such a situation. So that means the programming that Hashem arranged, that maybe you're in a state after 20, the Mizmor 20, and then you go to Mizmor 7 and say, ay, what's going to happen? What's going to be? What's going to do? So then don't forget, you have to go to Mizmor 100. So that means from Mizmor 20, and then if you turn to Mizmor 7, Shigayon, then you have to go to Mizmor LeTodah. You know what Yerush means?
What does it mean?
Yeush. You know what it means?
Give up.
Disappointment. Hopeless. Yeah, giving up. Hopeless. What does Eliezer mean?
Eliezer is Abraham plus 7.
No. What does it mean? Eliezer. Hashem is my help. So now, if you add Yeush, what's the numeric value after Yeush? Disappointment and losing hope?
365.
Almost. You don't have a calculator?
20.
Shin, Yeush, Aleph, Vav, Yud.
317.
17 is better, maybe.
317.
It's good? 317? All right. Yeush is 317. So Eliezer, if you add it up, how many you get?
18.
So now the difference between Yeush and Eliezer, that is disappointment and believing that Hashem will help you, it's only one number. What does it mean? So that means people that become disappointed and hopeless, they forget the one up there in Shamayim. So that's why the difference between disappointment and Hashem is going to help me is only one number. So that means, unfortunately, people, they give up. Why? Because their emunah shrinks. Say, ay, 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 what I'm going to do, what's going to be? Why I'm in such a status? What did I do? I'm such a tzaddik. Hashem is not fair to me. And then they forget, they want to show them. So that's why here, Sarah Imenu is giving us a very, very powerful code. 127. Mizmor 100 is Mizmor Letodah. Mizmor 20 is Yancha Hashem Yom Sarah. And Mizmor 7 is Shigayon LeDavid. So that means in difficulties that we all go through, nobody's exempt, all of a sudden, Shigayon! You become a Shuga! Say, ay, 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 what's going to be? What's going to happen? I say, no. You have to say, Mizmor Letodah. So then you see all the problems, it's going to go away. So in this case, don't forget the one. That is Eli, is Ezer, and he's always there to help us out.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.